Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
With
La Crush Hearts.
Everybody knows me.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Full Fantasy Radio, the Fantasy Limelight. I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts. It's Wednesday, the last stop on the awesome train, and we are ready. I am definitely ready and excited for tonight's show. Got two entrepreneurs doing their thing right now, and they're coming to speak to us on how to earn a little extra cash. It's the season to be cute. Ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about. Dudes, y'all got to get y'all swagger up. And who doesn't need to use a couple of extra dollars? And you know what? With this awesome, awesome thing we call the internet and the creative minds of everybody, because everybody got something on their mind, we have the power of making money at our fingertips, folks. It's all about you buckling down, stop procrastinating, stop putting it off, quit slacking, and make it happen. And y'all know that's what we're all about here on Full Fantasy Radio. I did a 3-day week special on it. Do I need to go back and review? If I do, this is going to be that review. Quit slacking and make it happen. We're all about that right here on Full Fantasy Radio. We told you, I know myself, I'm taking it to another level with my own business. I'm trying to be an entrepreneur with Full Fantasy Radio, with the Crush Hearts, all those entities. And you know what? So far, so good. I'm not a millionaire yet, not even a thousandaire yet, but I'm seeing results, and that's what I want to share with everybody. So I got two awesome entrepreneurs. If you are interested in learning and wanting to take your business, take your idea to the next level, then this is definitely a show you need to be tuned into. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. What I'm going to do, because I'm excited, first of all, before I do anything, let me stop and pause, and I want to give a special shout-out and thank you to my co-host from last night, the Honey Suite, the Locker Room. I have Buddha come in from Tampa, Florida, and he held down the fort. Shout out to him for holding down the fort and just helping me get through that show. He brought a lot of insight. He brought his A game, pretty much, and hopefully I can get him back here to co-host on a regular basis, you know, so get this, like I said, I'm trying to get it started. I'm not slacking any longer. It's a new season. I have no excuses not to be at another level right now. So that's what I'm working on. So a big shout out to Buddha. Thank you so much. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to take a quick break, get my bearings in order, get my peoples here, and then we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it and learn how to make extra cash. 805-830-8320. I'll be right back.
Yeah. More money. Coming to you live from the city of Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
So what it do, young nigga?
100.
I am on a 24-hour champagne diet, spilling while I'm sipping, I encourage you to try it. I'm probably just saying that cause I don't have to buy it, the club owner supply it. Boy, I'm on that fly shit, I am what everybody in my
my past. Don't want me to be, guess what, I made it. I'm the motherfucking man, I just want you to see. Come take a look, get a load of this nigga. Quit frontin' on me, don't come around and try and gas me up. I like running on E, I'm on my Disney shit. Goofy flow, on records, I'm Captain Hook, and my new car is Rufio. Damn, where my rookies go, I'm somebody that you should know. Get to shaking something, cause that's what you produce it for. Yes, I make mistakes that I don't ever make excuses for. Like leaving girls that love me and constantly seducing hoes. I'm losing my thoughts, I said damn, where my roots just go. Top slipped off like Janet at the Super Bowl. I can't turn on this, and I can't blame you, cause I got famous before. We certified getting it, CMYM, cash money business, higher than the ceiling, fly like a bird, hit the Gucci store, and later get served. We smoked out with no roof on it, them people passing, so we smash on it. Binding out, we keep the cash on deck, Lamborghinis and them business on the V6, Louis Lenz iced up with the Cartier, Ferrari, the new spider. No lie, I'm higher than I ever been. Born rich, born uptown, born to win. Fully loaded, automatic six bins. Candy paint, foreign lights with my bitch in. Born hustling, too big, nigga to size me up. Kept studying, more money.
They can't help it, and I can't blame them, cause I got famous before. Money in the power, come to the VIP and get a champagne shower. I don't have to worry because everything ours. And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane flowers that kush. I promise that's my dude, but we don't smoke that Reggie Bush. And I'm two women, make you take a second look. We popping like champagne bottles, but we never shook. And we gon' be alright if we put Drake on every day.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Fantasy Limelight, earn extra cash. That's what tonight's show is about. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. Join me, and I have two entrepreneurs doing their thing, not slacking, and making it happen here in 2014. And what better way to start off the new season with a little extra cash in, you know. Everybody want a little more money to blow. So, yeah. There's always a method to the madness. First of all, I want to bring my first caller, Mr. Nathan Jenkins, to the airwaves with me. How are you doing, Mr. Jenkins?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. First of all, tell people about you yourself.
Well, I am Nathan. I am from South Carolina. I an entrepreneur. I've been in business now for several years. I come from corporate America. I did that for about 15 years, and I won't go back because I am stuck on business.
You're stuck on business. Sounds good. Is that your summary? Is that it?
Business is me. That is all I do. I spend a lot of time developing other people and introducing them to other businesses. And also I do a lot of direct selling. So I'm very big on the Direct Selling Association, and I try to keep up to date on a lot of the businesses out there and what other people are offering so I can make sure I stay ahead of everybody. So that's really me, and that's all I do, really. So the main thing for me is just presenting a package to everybody.
That's your target audience, everybody?
Everybody.
Okay. So that's your story, and you're sticking to it. Well, first of all, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy, busy schedule to join us on the Fantasy Limelight. I really do appreciate you and everything that you're about to bring to this round table. I also have another entrepreneur from across the world, Joe Estrada. Are you there, sir?
I am, my darling, the crush.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Please let my audience know a little bit about you and what you do.
I would love to. I love talking about me. Oh, LaCrush, I suppose, big story in that I was just listening to, and hello to Mad Mr. Nathan. I get him totally when you see the choices that we have and also that we can leave and give to others, you go mad. And that's, you know, the mad part is make a difference. My part is, again, similar to Nathan's. I'm a bit older, been in business for 30 years, building and doing things. I suppose really to make the impact I want to make, I made $3.2 million in land, property and shares, worked hard, you know, and created what I call sources of income. And then God decided to take it all away in 2007 and put me on a new path. Thank you, God. And, what he showed me was that all the things I'd learned, why aren't we teaching our kids this? So I started my venture and program. It's a Money Clever program for kids and parents and families, because I believe the best people to teach money to kids are parents. And, the people who we want to help in this world are families and communities. You know, just briefly on that, so that's where I started the crush. I mean, I could talk about it till the cows come home, but my passion is let's leave a legacy to our kids. Two things, if I may say, actually. You mentioned, I was listening to your excited voice. One of the things you said, you know, you're trying to be an entrepreneur. And, what I've realized is we are all entrepreneurs. It's inside us. We've just got to unleash it, you know. And the second thing you mentioned was about being a millionaire-ess, you know. And in the 21st century, it is possible. You know, I've got a free book I email out. It's an introduction to my program for kids and parents and adults. And it's called Millionaire by 30, 40, 50, or 60, you know, and further if you want. Because in the 21st century, as Nathan and me will let you know, and you know as well, LaCrush, there's so many things you can do. And I will stop there. Thank you.
That is totally true. It is great to have both of you on the round table tonight, because that's what we turned this into, last-minute prompt, too. Like, if I can get both of y'all on the same time online, then this will be definitely beneficial for everybody, listeners and myself included. It would just be totally awesome. So thank you both for sharing your time with us tonight. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Joe, I was not excited before the show. I'm going to start here because it was just the mindset. You know, that's where it all starts, you know, with our way of thinking. And I'm going to tell you, I was not energized. I wasn't pumped. I was sleepy. I was downright. But when they say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I got to push that aside. You know, I can't be slacking now. I got to give you my 112%. So, you know, and I think that's what it comes to business as well. What you think about that, Nathan?
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. When it comes down to making money, you can't until you become a millionaire, and even then on millionaire status, you still have to be at a point where, hey, I got to grind. I got to make it. I got to go. Even though I'm comfortable with the money that I have, the money that you have can disappear, okay? It's all about McDonald's doesn't stop. Walmart doesn't stop. Apple doesn't stop. You know, these guys keep going. They make the money. You got to go regardless, okay? And I know some people are saying that, oh, they have a team. Well, there's still somebody that has to go, okay? So if they don't go, it doesn't happen. They don't keep that status, okay? Other companies come and take over. So I agree with you 100%.
Mm-hmm. And it's morning time where you at, Joe. And I'm definitely not a morning person, right?
Sorry, did I say that again?
I said it's morning time where you at.
Yes, it is. It's 11:15 in the morning, absolutely.
Right. I know I'm not a morning person. So, you know, as far as trying to get yourself up and motivated and going and get into the spirit, you've been doing this 30 years. What's your routine like in the morning?
My routine in the morning. I suppose really, you know, I like to sleep in because I think what happens, Lakresh, is because the night time and the late evening is our quietest time, that can be our most productive time. So we need to
mm-hmm.
sleep, and that's when we sleep in the morning. So, just on what Nathan was saying, if I may, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'm up, Nathan, I'm up for a good conversation here, a good round table. I suppose the whole thing is here. Is yes, we need to go. And interestingly, you said, Lakresh, when you came on the radio station, bang, as it went 3, 2, 1, you turned it on because I heard it in your voice. And that's one of the things that I teach in my program. And people need to realize, as I say, to unleash the mad millionaire money clever person that is in you, is it all starts with your goals. And in fact, that's where my program starts. Because you haven't got and haven't found good, strong, personal, family, and business goals, then you're probably not going to want to get up in the morning. You're not going to be excited. You know, for me, you know, I heard a saying years ago, he or she with the most goals wins. And when I started to study this goal-setting thing, I realized the power of it, which is, I'll shut up in a minute, but why I came up with
Hello?
My Gates
Joe?
Program. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That was my fault. I got kicked off. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here, folks. I'm here. Don't worry. I'm here.
Yeah, no. So if I may say, one of the things on my program, you know, I mean, is all we got to teach our children and learn ourselves is go through the gates. Go through the gates to your dreams and your goals. And if you listen to the interview on my site, you'll hear about the gates.
Okay.
I agree.
Thank
I'm
you,
sorry.
Nathan.
I'm trying to get right. You know, sometimes you know, you're doing like 12 things at once and you know, I'm working off of a cell phone and the computer, and I'm trying to get, you know, my situation. So please excuse me if I sound a little distracted. I need to hear you. so we can finish this conversation.
Now, appreciated, Makresh. We know how challenging it is, so awesome. Thank you.
Okay, so, yeah, I do my best work at night. I'm up 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, from what you were saying, and I sleep during the day. And I don't know why that's possible. I don't know how that's even possible to get, because I'm like, for the last couple of weeks, I've been sick. So I'm like really off of my, I'm off of my schedule, sort of. So now what's happened is I'm actually sleeping during the day. You know, during the night and waking up during the day, and I get nothing done. I have so many distractions. And that seems to be my situation. I have so many distractions. If the TV's on, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Okay, let's go outside. Let's do this. Let's do that. And it's like I always find an excuse to push it off until, you know, it's late night. The next thing you know, I have to do it again in the morning. And that's my, you know, I guess that's just my habit that I'm working through right now.
Yeah. Well, it's very easy to get distracted.
I think that's a great skill, actually, the crush. You know, one of the things, I say my program is about creating multiple sources of income.
Mm-hmm.
And all it is, you know, we're all busy.
Okay.
The main thing to do when you're busy is to do, if you do a little bit on each of your, for example, sources of income or each area of your life, then you have, you know, you'll lead a good life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should be smiling when you're capable of doing that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So well done.
And I'm just learning this multitasking business. I really am just learning this multitasking business. Like I explained earlier this year, I stopped my show the end of last year, and I restarted again beginning of this year. And I'm just learning about the steps in goal setting, the steps in the multiple sources of income, or, you know, how you can find multiple ways to make your business boom, to make your program boom. And, you know, now I'm talking to Nathan and you, and y'all actually have programs within programs that y'all offer. And y'all branching out from this one idea. First, I want to ask Joe, you went through some of the steps of the free programs that you have. How can we actually find out more about the programs that you offer real quick?
No, thanks, Lakrush. I suppose the first thing for all those listening out there who love and care about their children and their families, you know, who doesn't, in fact? Everyone
mm-hmm.
loves their family and their kids, and we all want a better world. The first thing I say is go to my website and look through all the videos and the material that's on there. It'll be mind-blowing to some degree, but the main thing is that you take away a few seeds. The main seeds that I find people take away is they start to get this idea of creating multiple sources of income
mm-hmm.
that become multiple streams of income that
mm-hmm.
become, in the future, you want passive income, you want investments, you know, so you're building sources of income eventually to become investments, because, you know, that's the aim, is so that in the future you've got some wealth behind you. The millionaire, for example, if I may say, you know, when I had my millions, I had 6 properties, I had shares, I had land, I had 11 managers and 70 salespeople, so I had many sources of income coming to me, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my whole purpose, because I did a lot of coaching, was to help other people do the same as me. So, but if you go to the website, Money Clever is on there. It's my website is called Get Buzzy Education, GetBuzzy Education.
Mm-hmm.
And click on Money Clever. You'll start to see the information and the program. And if you email me, I'll send you loads of free stuff to inspire you and your kids and your family. Right?
Sounds.
The whole goal is to make a better world together for everybody.
That sounds great.
Nathan, you there? Good.
Right, I'm going to go to Nathan next, but let me just reiterate what Joe said. It's get buzzy, B-U-Z-Z-Y, education. And Nathan, tell us some more about, you know, what are the, or some of the stuff that you're working on right now.
Well, I have a few things going on. And one thing going off of what Joe was saying, I came into business initially with the mindset that, you know, I want to be a millionaire. Okay, I'm coming into this thing. I tried so many companies. I jumped out there, and some of these companies we know of, I jumped out thinking all I got to do is buy their plan, buy their package, and I'm going to be a millionaire like the guys on TV. Yeah, didn't work. So here I am today in a position where I respect those guys. I understand what they do and how they do it, but the fact of the matter is it does not matter what product you're selling if you're not marketing it, okay? So that's the thing that I had to come into the realization of. So I started dealing with businesses that dealt with marketing, and I look for a certain criteria. Businesses that are a part of the Direct Selling Association, you know, a lot of people say Better Business Bureau, but you can buy your status on the Better Business Bureau. Okay, so that was a no-go. So once I started dealing with companies that were actually federally regulated, then I started to see a better output. Okay, so, and a lot of these companies, you know, they want you to pay $1.99 to become an affiliate or whatever. And I backed away from those companies because I wanted to see exactly what type of income was out there off of a free business. Okay, so I haven't reached millionaire status yet, but success is measured by your efforts. Okay, it's not necessarily measured by your bank account. Okay, a lot of people don't know what a residual income is, because a lot of people have 9-to-5 mentalities. And there's nothing wrong with the 9-to-5 mentality. I work 9-to-5, okay? So there's nothing wrong with it, but for someone that has a business mentality, it's very hard to work a 9-to-5. People with 9-to-5 mentalities, a lot of times they struggle with business. So what I try to do is bridge the gap so that you can continue working that 9-to-5 while you work on a residual income. And that residual income, I don't care if it's a $5 sale that yields you a dollar per customer per month, that's a residual income, okay? But ideally, you want to be able to sell a higher product so that you can create a wealth of income coming to you every month. You want to get paid off work that you're doing now 5 years from now, and that's what I teach. So basically, what we have intact right now with the printer income, the motto there is, you know, if you can print, you can get paid. Okay, so basically all I'm doing right now is I'm teaching people how to take a simple concept, okay, go into businesses and help that business and at the same time earn their business. And if you earn their business, you're going to be making money just off of walking into a door and creating a conversation, okay? No hard work, nothing, doesn't cost anything to get started. So the good thing about it is simplification to me is just being able to get a business started. You know, you email me, call me, and say, hey, I'm interested. I'm going to get you started right away, so you're not paying anything, and you can go out tomorrow and start making money, okay? And the way to get in contact with me, I'm going to give my email address and my phone number. I think that's the easiest way. You can email me at avsxvision@gmail.com. That's avsxvision, V-I-Z-I-O-N, @gmail.com. And my phone number is 803-507-7678.
803-507-7678. That's great. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Joe. We're going to take a quick break, let people soak you know, what we've been talking about so far up, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to continue our conversation. If you just tuned into the Fantasy Limelight, we're talking about earning extra cash. Everybody can use ways to earn extra cash. So you know what? When we get back, we're going to talk to Joe further about those sources and streams of income. I would definitely like to put more of your programs information out there. 805-830-8320. That's the number to call, 805-830-8320. You are tuned into the Fantasy Limelight. I'm with Crush Heart, and I'll be right back.
Many businesses fail before they are started, from the lack of resources or something as simple as not having a plan. We at Dreams Woven Support Network are here to guide you and help you sharpen your vision as you move forward in business. The time is now for you to create the life you want and to leave a legacy that your family can be proud of. To discover just how $8.97 a month will be the best investment you make for your business, we invite you to listen to a free call at www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org.
Me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. The scars of your love remind me of
Hey, welcome back to Solo Fantasy Radio. I got Nathan and I got Jill, two entrepreneurs on the line with me. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Now, before we left, we got your contact information, and we learned a little bit more about what it is that you're doing and what you've learned over the years. Sounds good. Now, Joe, Nathan, what advice, they just tuned in, they missed the first part of the show, can you just give us a quick summary or, some advice that, you knew it was time to just, take that next step forward and to be an entrepreneur? Starting with Joe.
Yes, hi. The crush?
Hi.
Yeah, no. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I think, for me, my passion is, kids and families, children and families, and I believe even if you haven't got your own children, we all want a better world. So, for me, I suppose where to start is, as I said, your strong goals, The goals are, to look after yourself better and to look after your kids and the family better. So that's where your goals start. I mean, what I'd say is, most of the stuff is on my website, and I it's free and downloadable, my first book, which is called Millionaire Mind at 9. And it gives you two things that I believe we need to learn ourselves and teach our kids that we should have learned maybe in school, but certainly, we should have learned, and that is goal setting and financial education. And as I say, my child-friendly book is downloadable at Get Buzzy Education, free, that's a great place to start. Okay?
Sounds good. What about you, Nathan?
Well, it's all about mentality, and, somebody may be sitting there wondering how to get started in business. I mean, there's a lot of people that every day, you go to work, you punch the clock, and some people may feel out of place at work. Well, maybe because you have a business mentality, you may want to do your own thing. And a lot of people don't know how to get started. Some people think they have to have a college education. People think they have to have all this financial backing, whatever the case may be, but you got to find your reason for going into business. And I think for a lot of people, they don't have a true desire or a true passion. They see dollar signs, and a lot of times that can hold you back. So you have to have a passion. You got to have a drive. Like I said, I worked in corporate office. I did it for so long that, it really got to a point to where I would see so many people before me that were retiring. They didn't have, anything as far as the financial stability that they wanted. I have three daughters. They're all in FBLA, which is the Future Business Leaders of America. And I really, when they joined that, it wasn't something that I said, hey, you guys got to join FBLA. It was just the fact that they wanted to do it that pumped me up, okay? And with them joining and being excited about something like that, I'm like, my little girl want to be successful. Why not push them? Why not leave them something? Why not, pave the way for them so that they can have what it is they need and teach them how to be entrepreneurs? That's why I love what it is that Joe has. I like what he's doing. I love the fact that you're teaching the next generation. Because I think it's important in this century, in this day and time, I think that it's very important that we teach our young people that they don't necessarily have to take on the mindset of our forefathers in order to have something in life.
I totally agree with you. I like the idea because I don't have any children, first of all, but I do love the concepts and idea that you'll have, and I'm thinking it's an untapped market. You know, you don't see much of that out there, and a parent who, you know, they're focused on themselves, and you know, oh, I just know that there got to be food on the table, or I know that, you know, I got to take care of my kids. And sometimes you get lost in the sauce, so, and you don't know where to start. You know, I know for me, there was a lot of times where I just didn't know how to put A and B together. You know, and I'm self-taught. I didn't have the college education. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. So I had to sit down and teach myself how to do some of the stuff that I don't know how to do. Like, I can envision it. I know what I want to do, but how do I, you know, turn that into actually doing something, actually, you know, productive. You know, how do I produce this out and take it to the next level? You know, people call me and talk to me, and they'll tell me their business idea, and I was giving them a whole business plan. I was giving them a business plan from front to end. I was giving them the marketing ideas. I was giving them, you should do this, you should do that. And then I turned around, and I'm like, I don't know how to do this for my own self. And, you know, and I'm just like them, trying to be an entrepreneur. So, I think it does start with the mindset. And we do have a mindset minute feature from Deanna from justme.com. So, Nathan, Joe, y'all into this. I know, Nathan, you said you were just really starting out with your program. Joe, you're into your program. Now you're reaching a global market as far as being online, and you got these downloadable books and workshops and things like that. How is it for you in your neck of the woods?
No, thanks, LaCrash. I mean, what a great conversation. I'll tell you what, is first of all, hearing Nathan, and I'm only just getting to know this gentleman, and yourself, LaCrash, you are the two wonderful people that I want to work with, but also there are many of us out there who realize this common sense stuff that we must, you know, get this education ourselves, but also must give it our children. For example, I've been on this venture for the last 10, probably 15 years, and my global research in America, Australia, New Zealand, England, Europe, from all my research, I found very little comprehensive financial education for kids and families. And that's why I put my program together. It's a common sense program. And even I'm reminded listening to you two and many people I speak to, is my program is called Money Clever Black Belt, and it's to inspire children and people to become black belts in money. We all know it takes work to become a black belt in martial arts, in anything. And so my program gives you the stages. It's a simple, comprehensive program that a parent can go through with a child and an adult can take themselves through, because what I found in society, and it's on my website, is that the three things I found lacking generally was a program. I haven't found much around the world. I did find an organization similar in America. So first of all, what's missing is a program. Second is a plan, or a financial plan for your future. And third is a path. And because for me, you know, I've made my millions and, you know, God took it all away, lost it all. I've been on the path. And what I'm left with, even though, you know, I've lost everything and I'm rebuilding again, is that the difference is I know what to do, you know. And that's what I find with most people, is they've taken their financial education to a certain point, you know, if you like, of feeding the family and looking after themselves, but they've not taken it to where they build wealth and they build sources of income. My example is, for example, as an example, is Richard Branson, they say, has been in 300 businesses. How many of those businesses do you think are still paying him even though he's left? Probably a good 100. So why not you and I and the people out there, how about we have 10 to 15 sources of income? You know, and as Nathan's saying, they can be passive, they can be online, they can be offline. One of the things my passion is, as I say, is to start educating my kids. You'll see some videos of my son on my site. He's now 7, and even at this age, he's already starting to become financially literate and educated, because children are sponges. And the great thing for parents out there, these are your greatest investment, but also your greatest inspiration. And I tell you, when you start educating your kids in a nice, friendly, fun way with your kids, you'll be inspired. Yeah?
Oh, I agree 100%.
Yeah. No, thanks, Nathan. I mean, I'm listening to you, man. We got to work together. You know, we got to work together to get this message out, get these solutions out. And the thing is, why would you just want to have one source of income, a job, when you can have 10 or 20? And that's what my program is about doing, is introducing and start getting you to search out how you can put this all together. And I tell you what, the more you know, everyone I talk to, they get it because it is common sense. We just need to use that common sense. No,
right.
Thank you. I'll stop.
Sounds good. Sounds so good. I'm going to ask y'all to repeat y'all contact information in a bit. Now, I just learned about this multiple source income, and I just want to let my listeners know and those that are going to tune in after the fact to the show that I'm on the same level as y'all. I was dumbfounded. Like I said, I just started changing my mindset back in January when I bumped into Coach Catherine Waddell, who came on the show for the Quit Slacking and Make It Happen, and that's when I came across the Dream Woven Support Network. And I was, you know, and I realized I'm doing something wrong because I felt like I was starting over. Every year or every, you know, twice a year, it felt like I had to start from scratch. And that can weigh a lot on your mind, especially when you don't have a support system. Somebody tell you, you know what, you're doing a good job, you're on the right track, keep up the good work, stay focused. And somebody to snap a whip and hold you accountable for your actions. And you know, shout out to the Dream Team, the Dream Woven Support Network. They'll be coming to the roundtable soon as well. So, Nathan, you have this printed income. You told me you made it on the fly. You got these things with these certificates were printing out. Go just a little bit deeper. What are these certificates for? And you know what's really? I mean, we got the concept of printing and just going to the store. But you know, do you want to take it just a little bit deeper?
Sure. Well, when the economy went bad, a lot of businesses that were paying for incentive programs, they stopped, okay? The economy went bad, so they're not going to give you anything. They're not going to give you the major discounts or any freebies because, you know, their profits are down.
And just don't touch it.
So because their profits are down, they're going to cut the thing that doesn't matter to them, you know, which was typically the incentive program. These companies pay millions of dollars a year for incentive programs just to be able to give their customers or bring in customers or focus on customer retention, whatever the case may be. And you've seen them before. You may have a restaurant that offers you a buy one, get one free. That's an incentive, okay? When the cell phone companies buy one phone, get one free, okay? Car lot might be, they may say, oh, you can get a free cruise to make if you come and test drive this new car, okay? So you see these things all around you, okay? Basically what we do, though, is we have about 35 certificates that we offer, and some of them are very lucrative. We have anything from $500 in pharmacy discount all the way up to an 8-day Jamaican cruise or Hawaiian cruise, whatever. We take these incentives and we give them back to the businesses, okay? We walk in the door with 25 certificates, and basically we want their business. So when they pass out those 25 certificates, what happens is once they're done, they're going to call you back. They're going to want to know how do we get more, okay? Our business is booming, and people like the certificates. So how do we get more? I'm not sure if you can hear me still.
Yes. Yes,
okay. Okay. So they call back. They want to know how can they get more certificates. Okay, so once they do that, you're going to make $25 a month off every payment that they make. Okay, so it works a little bit like this. If you go out and you talk to four businesses and they all come on board and they decide that they want to keep the product, you're going to make $100 a month off those four businesses. Okay. But if you have 80 businesses out there paying you $25 a piece, you're making $2,000 a month, okay, residually. So, and the beautiful thing is we're talking residual, so you're not talking about a one-time sale, a one-time profit. You're talking about month after month, okay, year after year, as long as they're in the program. So that's the gist of it all. It's really simple. Like I said, it doesn't cost anything. I always tell people to give it a try. You know, if you're not sure that you want to do something like this, give it a try, because you never know exactly what it takes for you, because you may get into something like this and it triggers something on the inside that just sparks something that you don't want to do a 9-to-5 anymore. That's what it was for me. I started a trucking company. That was the first business that I started. I started the trucking company, and in less than 8 months, I had grossed $80,000, okay? I was the happiest person in the world, okay? So because I was able to leave my 9-to-5 where I was making $25,000 and quadruple that almost. So that made me very excited, and that's what pumped me up to be in business. So that's why I'm the way that I am with all my experience.
Sounds good. Sounds like you had what Jill has been iterating with. You had a goal, and you took the steps and made it happen. Now, I know I have a goal. Besides my two goals this year was to get Pole Fantasy Radio to the next level as far as listenership, stuff like that. And I also started this business called the Crush Mugs, where I make gift baskets out of coffee mugs. That's something I'm still working on. I'm still doing research behind that. But, I'm like a sponge right now. I'm absorbing all the information that I can. I'm surrounding myself with people that can help me take this to the next level. And I think that's one of the messages that we want to reiterate to the listener and to those that are looking to earn extra money is, besides write down your goals, it starts with your mindset, your inspiration, your mentality. You have to want to do this. You have to want to be inspired. It's not, I just want to make another extra cash. You know, that could come and go, you know, but you want something that's going to repeat, you know, and you know, you feel good about it. If you feel good about it, you're interested in it, it's not going to be work. It's going to be you having fun, and the money will be a bonus, right? Am I right?
Exactly, exactly. You want it to sustain you, you know. Even if you're working 9-to-5, you want to have a stream of income so that if something were to happen on your 9-to-5, okay, if you were to get laid off, you want to still be able to flow. You want to be able to have a stream of income that is still paying you. And one thing that Joe said that I can piggyback off of is when you have a puppy, okay, that puppy, a lot of times you're aggravated with that puppy because it's a puppy. Even though it's cute, you're aggravated with it because it's not, you got to clean up after it and all this stuff, okay? It's just like a child, okay? So what happens is, it's just like that business. You don't go into a business and have a nest egg, okay? It doesn't just fall in your lap. You got to grow at it. You got to nurture it. And that's the thing that I think that Joe and I have in common when it comes down to business and helping people develop their businesses, helping people to be nurtured in this thing and really, really taking it to the next level. I think that's phenomenal.
Well, y'all both are doing awesome jobs. And once again, I do thank y'all for coming here. And for those that just tuned in, we have Nathan Jenkins, and we also have Joe Estrada. Joe, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, darling, yes. If I may just say something. Look,
sure.
Just listening, you know, spot on, Nathan, you know, I love what you're saying. But here's another part of the Money Clever program, and this is where the common sense comes into it, and this is, you know, exactly what Nathan just said about going to the next level. is for most people, and in fact these are words that, you know, are good to remember, changing your mindset. Making money is generally not the problem. The problem is keeping the money. And for most of us, we make good money, or we make money through our lives, but we spend it. And this is where, because this education is not in schools, and generally you either have to pay a lot of money to get it, or you have to do a lot of research to get it, is you want your money, you want to keep some of your money and put it into investments that then give you a stream of income, a return for the future. For example, in my book, Millionaire Mind at Nine, because I had six properties, because I was looking at buying an office building near the Olympic site in 2007, you know, in England, you know, I was earning $160,000 a year. I was making great money. I had, you know, sources of income. But keeping the money is part of the problem in society. And my whole, in Millionaire Mind at Nine, I say to people, imagine if your children, by the time they're 30 or 40 years old, have got, let's say, two or three properties that they own 50 to 60% of worth, that's going to be a great source of wealth and a source of income. Say, you know, we don't teach this stuff, but this is what the Money Clever program is about. It's about helping you start to search this information that's out there, and much of it is for free, but you start putting it in, then we can create a better future for ourselves and our children. And our children, in fact, will be able to, if you like, look after us if we need it. And for many of us, we can't look after our parents because we're struggling ourselves. So make money, but keep some of it. Keep some of it for yourself. We've got to cut the spending down and, you know, really get what you know, build your future, you know. Nathan, you're spot on. I mean, I can see the part, we're on similar paths, so awesome. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lucrece.
Yeah, thank you both. If you just tuned in, this is the Fantasy Limelight, and this is the day, this is the show where we spotlight on artists, people out there that just, as Joe would say, mad, making a difference. You know, Joe, you use a lot of anagrams. I'd be trying to keep up with them. You got too many. Got to cut that down some. You got an abbreviation for everything. I had to go to your website and break it down. I need a dictionary to try to decipher your messages. But if you just tuned in, we have Joe Estrada from Buzzy Education, B-U-Z-Z-Y, education.com. We also have Nathan Jenkins from Printer Income. Both have a money-making concept and ideas, and right now I want to just
solution.
Go over something. Somebody got something there?
Solutions,
right. That's what I wanted to do. That's the question I wanted. I mean, that's the word I was looking for. That's the word I was looking for, solutions. They both have money solutions. Okay, so I know there's people out there who saying, okay, I get the common sense. I get what you're preaching. I'm ready to, you know, to go ahead and make it happen. We got Nathan with the Printer Income, we got Joe with the Money Clever and all his different books, but when do they start seeing the money?
Okay, well, I say, Lucrece, the whole thing about this is not a get-rich-quick scheme, all right?
Yeah.
Education takes time, but... You know, and the whole thing is, one of the things you just mentioned, people are getting it. So if you get what I'm saying, now you've got to go, all right? And again, just like education, just like becoming a black belt, it takes time. But my program has come from years of study and research, and if you go through the process of my program, you will start to see your own potential. I think, as I said before, what I've realized is most people are secret black belts in money. They already know about many of these things. Most people, something you mentioned earlier, Lucrece, about, you know, going to try and be an entrepreneur. What I've realized is most people have got these things in them. Most people, even for you, most people have different ideas about making money, But in society, the problem is we say, no, get a job, work your job, and good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I work one source of income when inside of you is 10 or 20, right? Now, it's going to take some of your time, but the problem, as you know, the world is changing. If you lose your one source of income, your job, why would you do that? You want to start building sources of income. Get your kids involved. Get your family involved. Get your friends involved. Get the community involved. Together, we can all win.
Sounds great to me.
Back to you, Lucas.
Lisa, you want to add on to that?
I agree 100%. And you can't take what I say without taking what Joe has to say. You know,
mm-hmm.
You can't take what he says without what I'm saying, because I think that they work hand in hand. And the money part is one thing, but the education part is phenomenal as well. Very much needed, and that's what a lot of us comes down to financial. Whether it's planning, just being organized or whatever, I think it's working. And here's the thing: it's all according to how hard you're going to work, okay? Because a lot of these companies they give you these ridiculous figures, okay? Of get rich quick schemes, like Joe said. And they make you feel like, you know, you can make all these millions and millions of dollars in no time. And, I don't know how many people on this phone has ever spent $29, $39, $59, $99, even as much as $9.99 into a business and yielded no results. Okay? I know plenty of people that this one particular company, I won't even call their names, but this one particular company, they had their packages started at $149, okay? They went up from there to $599 and $999. But a lot of the people that were coming to that company would not make a dime, okay? It's like they were making their money off of the people that were just signing up. It's almost like the lottery, okay? You don't have to play the lottery. All you got to do is come up with the book that has lottery numbers in it for the people that play the lottery. They're going to buy that book because they're religious when it comes down to the lottery, okay? So you can become a millionaire selling these lottery books for a dollar, okay? I would prove that, but I have some lottery players around me, so I don't want to get in trouble here. But what I'm saying is actually true. You don't necessarily have to play the lottery to become a millionaire. All you got to do is sell the books on how to play the lottery, and you're going to be a millionaire, because there's a lot of people out there that's going to buy it based on the fact, I'm not having any luck on the lottery, so let me spend this dollar on this book, okay? So it's not about how fast you make the money. It's about how relentless you are and how committed you can be to business, okay? That's the whole aspect. It's not about being able to go out here, and I can tell you all day how, you know, sincere I am about business and how quick you can make money in business, but it does not help you until you actually take what's being said and apply it. Once you do that, then you can see the results. So it's not a race to see who can make the quickest $1,000. It's just a matter of how much time, how much energy, how much effort, how much commitment you're willing to put to the table. Me, myself, personally, I probably get somewhere around 7 hours of sleep a day, okay? And that's somewhere between 5 a.m. and 11. So that's me. That's daily because that's just the way I flow, okay? But everybody can't do that. Some people have to have more of a routine that is that's keen down to being able to go and sit in the office setting or, you know, they're selling products. Mary Kay is one of the biggest makeup companies or cosmetic companies, along with Avon, okay? There are women out there that's making a killing with that, okay? There are people out here selling Kirby vacuum cleaners. I did it, $1,800 vacuum cleaners. When I sold them, I'm pretty sure they cost more now. But it's not about what particular product you sell. The thing is, are you confident enough in yourself to hire yourself? If you can hire yourself in your own business, you can be successful. LaCrush?
I'm here.
I'm here. And I'm agreeing with you 112%. Like I said, I'm a sponge, and I'm absorbing everything that y'all are saying. And once again, I appreciate y'all for coming to the show. What I want to do now is take a quick break, and then, you know, we can go ahead and just wrap our roundtable conversation up. If you just tuned in, we're talking about making a little extra cash, learning financial education. We've been talking about a lot of stuff. Joe and Nathan have brought a lot of stuff to the table, and I hope that this is inspiring, educational, and encouraging you to take yourself and your goals to the next level. Quit slacking and make it happen. This is the Fantasy Limelight. I'm the Crush Hearts, and I'm going to be right back.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want.
We came to have so much fun now. Tell somebody here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, can I get a hell no? Cause we gonna go all night till we see the sunlight.
I am sorry about the dead air there. Please forgive me. I was just trying to work out some kinks. It seemed like my thing isn't working real quick, but I'm going to get that fixed, and we definitely going to play that a little later. If you just tuned in to This is the Fantasy Limelight, I'm your hostess of Crush Hearts. I also have Nathan on the phone. Nathan Jenkins, you still with me, sir?
I'm still here.
That's great. That's great. So what do you think about the conversation so far, Nate?
Oh, I think it was phenomenal. Everything that was said was needed. You know, Joe is really on point. He's really got a good thing going there. And I applaud you, too, for what you're doing and the platform that you're using. I think that is good to be able to come together like this and inform the communities, the world, actually, about what's going on and how to make it happen. And I like, you know, Joe said something earlier that I think everybody needs to take heed to. He was talking about your children being your greatest investment. You know, what happens when we see our five-year-old boy looking like he's eight because he's so tall, you know? We start preparing him for basketball, you know?
Right.
I mean, we want him to be in the NBA because we recognize the fact that, hey, he's going to be tall, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have a little chubby little boy, you know, we get him ready for the line in the NFL. Whatever the case may be, we're preparing them for that. And it's the same way when it comes to financial freedom and the stability of your family's future.
Mm-hmm.
So I've enjoyed
it. Yeah, I think this is great. I don't have any kids, but I am going to check out the programs for myself because I didn't have this program when I was growing up. So maybe I do need to learn a little something. So maybe it's going to teach me something to get me thinking in the right mindset, if you will. For those who just tuned in, Joe Estrada had to leave. If y'all don't know, Joe is in Australia, so he's 13 hours ahead of us, and, you know, that's the beginning of the day for us where it's 10 o'clock here, and it's the end of the day for us, so he had to get going. But you can go visit his website and learn more about what he has to offer at getbuzzy.education.com. That's GETBUZZY education.com. Definitely check that out. Got a call from the 805. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Joe here again. Hello.
Oh, Joe came back.
I think a kangaroo jumped on the wire.
Oh. Oh, okay. I thought you was going to go ahead and start your day because it is afternoon where you at right now and late night here. So I was just giving people your contact information. Nathan, why don't you go ahead and give people your contact information. How can we find out more about Printer Income?
Okay, well, the easiest way right now is by email. You can email me at avsxvision@gmail.com. That's AVSX, Adam Victor Sam X-Ray, Victor Igloo, Zebra, Igloo, Octagon, Nancy, @gmail.com. Or you can give me a call at 803-507-7678.
Okay, I think we have some feedback here. If you got your computer up or you got another cell phone, I need you to turn that down for me, please. I'm getting feedback here. Okay, I think that sounds a little better. Nathan said, am I still here? Okay. say your email and your number again. I'm sorry, there was a lot of feedback with your phone.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. The email address is avsxvision@gmail.com. It's Adam Victor Sam X-Ray, Victor Igloo, Zebra Igloo, Octagon, Nancy @gmail.com, and the phone number again is 803 507
507-678-03-507-7678.
Sounds great. For those that, you know, remember, this show is downloadable. It is being recorded, so it's available on soulfantasyradio.com, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, all over the damn place. So, you know, you can definitely listen to after the fact. And also, you can hit me up. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on everything. You know my name. And we're definitely going to get it started. I also want to say this. I came across this website. I don't know if y'all guys heard about it, but it's called Fiverr.com. Fiverr.com. Have y'all heard about it?
Fiverr is the best place out there.
Yeah, it's something catching on. It's like wildfire, man.
Yeah, it's definitely an excellent program, platform. They have it going on over there. Anything you need, you can get it on Fiverr.
I'm on Fiverr twice already, and I'm thinking about going a third time. What Fiverr is, for those who don't know, Fiverr is a platform where you can actually charge initially $5 for service or product. Yeah, from anything to I'll be your friend for $5 to I'll build you a website with all the wheels and bustle for $5. I mean, there's some great talent on there, especially if you are looking for resources. It's a great resources. They got people doing all types of things. It is starting at $5. Now, out of that $5, you make $4. Can't beat that. After 10 sales, you move up a level, and then after 50 sales, you move up another level, and you can actually charge add-ons to your initial $5. So far, I got an add up there for $100. I'm letting y'all know. And when I started this, well, when I told my friends about this website, they told me I'm selling myself short. I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting my money. I'm wasting my, you know, I'm wasting my efforts. I'm wasting my energy. And I'm wasting my talent. They really, like, I really had this gentleman who was supposed to be my beau at the time really tell me that I was selling myself short. And he got upset at me for even considering using this website. And, you know, thanks to the Dream Woven Network, I took their advice and I went ahead and I'm at level 2. Yay me. But this goes to both of y'all. Y'all starting off, y'all have this program. Joe, you have this program. Nathan, you have your program. And this goes to ask it about your support network. You know, the people that you have around you. I know when you told them, I'm quitting my job, I want to start this and do this. I know your family and your girlfriends and your wives looked at you with the side eye, like, why would you want to do that? You know, what about us? How are we going to do it? You know, did that, you know, how did you deal with the support network aspect of, you know, being an entrepreneur?
Well, fortunately for me, at that time I didn't have any opinion that mattered.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was really, for some people, it does become an issue. You know, you may have a husband or a wife that is not going to back you 100%, and sometimes that can put a dampening on that entrepreneurial spirit. So, the thing is determination. You know, sometimes the people that are closest to you can be your downfall. And it's just a matter of whether or not, you know, you can maintain. Now, I don't suggest to any man out there that is a husband or a father to jump into something without having a game plan, you know, without being able to sustain your family. So, you know, you always want to have, and I think Joe was talking about this before, you want to have that income, you know, your 9-to-5, if that's what you're working on, and be able to implement other streams of income. That's where it all comes,
And what happens is if you work on those streams of income, eventually you'll be able to leave that 9-to-5. You won't need it. I mean, it will be kind of redundant, you know, if you're making all this crazy money, you know, and you have all these investments and all this stuff, why would you continue working on that job that's only paying you, you know, $40,000, $50,000 a year if you're already surpassed that? So it really comes into a thing to where you got to know exactly what it is that sustains you and your family. I think that's the key point.
I'm muting myself because my background was loud and, you know. Anyway, what about you, Joe? Because you're actually married, and you said you've been an entrepreneur for 30 years, and, you know, I know, you know, I don't know how long you've been married, but how was that for you when you told her, listen, I'm going to, you know, quit my job and do X, Y, Z? How was that for you?
Thank you, Lakresh. I suppose here's my story. But, you know, and again, it's not to boast. It's just to inspire and to say the possibilities and the solutions. You know, I'm right on track with, you know, everything that Nathan's been saying. I want to talk to him further. One of the main things I must just reiterate is that you want to create income. You want some crazy cash coming in, but you want to be saving it. You know, the whole thing is I had 6 properties. I had, you know, as I say, $3.2 million in investments that were giving me sources of income. So what we want for our children and for ourselves is not just the money, but we want the time. That's what the Money Clever Education Program is about, is giving you time and money for choice, and that's what we want for our children. You know, I've been married now, and we all know the challenges of relationships, of marriage, and the other thing is financial challenges. We want to start eliminate them, because that's what destroys families, destroys relationships. Financial education, you can have both. You can have time and money. You know, at one point in my position, for example, I'm just going to say, I've been married for 21 years now. You know, my wife's great. We've been through challenges. You know, we've stuck it out because, you know, we both have values and principles that we want to stick by, you know, especially now we've got kids. And this is part of my program, is that most people, they find a partner, you know, and then it's, and the people, those are the two most, or the group of people that you want to be with and most important. And this is why with financial education, with, you know, creating sources of income, you can spend more time with them. And that's one of the things in society that breaks my heart, is that so many people are breaking up many times the financial challenges, you know. So, you know, get money clever, save your money, start building your investments, and give yourself the choice of time and money. For motivation, one of the things that I found years ago and still use to this day is, you know, without getting too caught up with it, and Nathan, you know, I'm sure has some great words on this, personal development, books and tapes and material that inspires you is a great thing that you can use on a daily basis, and I still use on a daily basis. So there is solutions out there, people, but you've got to search them out, and you've got to go further than just being comfortable, you know, because it is all out there for you. Enjoy and live your life. You know, my philosophy is I don't want to live. I mean, I should say I don't want to exist. I want to live, you know. So you want to live and laugh a lot, and I like to laugh a lot. Live it up. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. we're winding down towards the end of our show, and I want to thank both Joe and Nathan for taking the time out to, you know, just share with us your knowledge. And you know, inspire us and get us in the right mindset to take our ideas and try to earn this extra money and different sources of income for our family. So thank you so much, Nathan and Joe, for tuning into the show. One last thing I want to say is you can reach Joe at getbuzzyeducation.com. That's B-U-Z-Z-Y, getbuzzyeducation. Joe, how did you come up with that, Get Buzzy Education?
That's another little interesting story. When we lost everything in 2007, my wife had just had our second child. He was 6 months old, and his first words to me, and I believe it was God-given, his first noise actually to me was, zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz This is why I'm so inspired by children. He led me on a path to start Get Buzzy Education. And he still influences me now. You know, children, we all love our children. You've got to just listen to them. They're amazing. I don't know if you got my email, because I want you to email me. Loads of free stuff. I don't care about the money myself, but let's make a better world. You can get me at madjoe@gmail.com. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, that's great. I'm still here. I was just your phone was a little staticky there, but you said to email you at mad what? Mad M A.
M A D M A. So I call myself a mad martial artist.
Oh.
Because I'm into health.
And mad stands for making a difference, people, right?
You got it.
Okay, so madmajoe@gmail.com. That's making a difference, martial artist, joe@gmail.com. Okay, I'm with you. I'm getting it down pat, your little lingo. I'm getting it down pat. And we also have Nathan from Printer Income. It's an incentive program, right? If you have a printer, then you can make money. That's his motto, right?
That's exactly right. As long as you have a printer, sounds like
a winner. I don't have a printer, but it sounds like a winner to me.
Hey, you know what? You don't even have to have a printer. You can go to Staples, anywhere that prints.
right.
Yep.
What's your friend, Joe?
No, I'm right on with, yes, I like, that sounds like a plan.
Right. Okay, so we're winding down and Nate information. You got such a weird email address. Go ahead, Nate, what's your information?
Well, it's AVSX, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, S as in Sam, X as in X-ray, Victor, Igloo, Zebra, Igloo, Octagon, Nancy @gmail.com. That's AVSX, Vision @gmail.com, or you can contact me by phone at 803-507-7678.
Sounds great. Thank y'all once again so much. Y'all already know my contact information, but I'll put it out there anyway. www.FolFantasyRadio.com is where you can go for everything related to Full Fantasy Radio. We also got a brand new mobile app that you can download from the Google Play Store, Android, Blackberries. Apple, we're coming to you soon, but download it. Get updates, listen to archive shows, listen to this show, listen to yesterday's show, and everything in between. I try to update it as much as I can. I'm on all the social networks. The links are up there at the top of the page in the right-hand corner, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, everything. I'm on everything. I'm working on it. Go ahead, like me, add me, follow me, circle, all that. And once again, I'm going to tell y'all about Fiverr.com. If you have an idea, if you're good at social networking, if you're good at making websites, if you make little friendship bracelets, anything that you could think of, you can, Mike can make a buck out of it. So, you know, try Fiverr.com, FIVERR.com/LaCrush, LaCrush, and also Phone Fan Radio is on there. You know, you can support us. We'll play your ad. We'll mention you on the live shows. If you're a music musician, we'll also spotlight you on Monday night, which is Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. We have the Indie Blast session Monday nights at 9 p.m. Tuesdays we have the Honey Suite. Next week is Crushing After Dark. We're going to get into the bedroom, as we always do on Tuesday of the month. I haven't thought of a nice topic yet, but, you know, I'm going to invite Buddha back. I'm going to invite Nate. Everybody in between, because, you know, we like to have those adult conversations around here. We're about that life on this show. And we have the Fantasy Limelight, and I'm working on having a dream team come and have a session with me on a Friday night. All that information and more will be found on the Phone Fantasy Radio.com website. Any last words, any last advice, tips, comments from you, Joe?
Go to the website, okay? Email me, take action. I'd like this wonderful woman, LaCrush. That's what it's going to take, not just for ourselves, for our kids, is go action mad. Make your difference, you know. Empower your kids. Live, love, and laugh a lot. Thank you.
And what about you, Nathan? Any last words, comments,
hey,
advice?
Joe just got me excited with that, you know. He got me pumped up, ready to go. Yeah, here's the thing. Just go out. I said, it doesn't matter what business you go into. It's all about development, and Joe made a good point on that tonight. I believe that he said some very valuable things that we can all apply. It's all about development. It's not all about money. It's all about development and also being able to take it to the next level, especially in our kids, okay, those of us that have kids. So just give me a call. Email me. I'll train you. I'll get you situated, and we go from there. Thank you, LaCrush.
Sounds like a plan. Once again, thank y'all both for tuning into the show and sharing your expertise with us. I really do appreciate y'all, and I will definitely see y'all at the training camp.
Absolutely.
See you at the training camp a little later. And that's about it. You know, enjoy your weekend. It's going to be nice. All right, Haley's going to hit 70 in New York City. So I'm going to break out my little dresses now. Got to get cute. Got to get the new lip gloss and everything. And I'm going to go ahead and finish up my work. Did I start with a new client tomorrow? And I'm going to try to enjoy the weekend. I'm also going to be going to a live performance, The Disorderlies. They were on our show a couple of weeks ago. They actually have a performance coming up on Saturday at 8:30. If you're in the New York City area, I will definitely put the information out there. The Disorderlies, we had Nikki come. She is a physician by day. She collects tube socks. She works with the homeless. She collects tube socks for the homeless. After her performance in the evening time, she's the lead singer of the Disorderlies. So I'm going to get that information for y'all. I'll put it on the website, facebook.com/WRPF Radio, and we're also on phonefantasyradio.com. I'm going to put the information up there for you. But before I go, I'm bringing it up now so I can tell y'all exactly where it is. So if you're there, you can meet me. I'm going to bring me like 3 bags of socks, and I definitely want to support the Disorderlies and Nikki and what she's doing. It's Saturday, April 12th at 8:30 p.m. at Spin 48 East 23rd Street in Manhattan. That's Spin. The venue is called Spin. It's at 48 East 23rd Street in Manhattan. You can hit me up at soulfixradio@gmail.com if you need a little bit more information for that. So, you know, I'm going to tell you how the performance went and all that good stuff on Musically Inclined on Monday night. Once again, enjoy your weekend and good night. That's it.
Good night.
Done. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Soul Fantasy Radio. Surely not your average talk show. Lucas Hart is a host there. Super fluffy, flirty miss. From entertainment to enlightenment. This show you don't want to miss. Honey, freak of fantasy, limelight. Musically and conscious, crushing out the dog. FantasyRadio.com 805-830-8320 Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern.